Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, an infant formula company on a mission to get a lot closer to the most super superfood on the planet, breast milk. Our patented protein blend has more of the important and most abundant proteins actually found in breast milk. We're the first and only U.S.-made formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. We even conducted the largest clinical trial by a new infant formula company in a quarter century, with clinically proven benefits like easier digestion, less spit up, and softer poops versus a leading infant formula. And we make our own formula in the USA and our very own factories in Iowa, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we are back, and we are living in the days exactly the way God's Word, the Bible said it would be there in the last days. We're here. And so, folks, the great apostasy, the great falling away, the great apostasy, we're seeing those things happening right now, real live. And here, this Pope that just about every Catholic I know disowns this Pope. And many are saying he is an Antichrist. Well, we know he's a communist. And so here, let's listen to what Catholic organization, the Lepanto Institute, has to say with Michael Hitzborn of that institute. Go ahead and take it away.
Hur Par Krat is a demonic creation that was written about by Aleister Crowley in his book, The Book of the Law. You have Baphomet, which is the goat-headed being that is most closely associated with Satanism, actual Satanism. So they have all of these different prayers listing all the names of these demons, and they say, remember the names of the dead, look at the names of the dead, read the names of the dead. And it's like a litany, like you'd have a litany of the saints, only it's for demons.
My God.
As a lifelong practicing Catholic, I love my faith. I love my church. I still do. But this is abominable. And we have funded the enemies of this country. We have funded the enemies of our faith. And the reason I'm sounding the alarm on this is because it's got to stop.
Hey, friends. Thanks so much for coming on back to the show. That was Michael Hitchborn. He's the president of Lepanto Institute. And it turns out Archbishop Vigano was right in his letter to President Trump about the children of darkness. A satanic element has taken control of the Vatican, and now it's spilling over into all walks of life. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start with this important broadcast, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you're over 35 years old and you start to feel tired around noon, I've got a solution. I can pretty much guarantee that I'm about to share with you something really new, and it's a breakthrough supplement based on a molecule Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about because they know how effective it is and they can't make money off of it. C60 Evo's ESS60 oils are the strongest, easy focus energy supplement I've ever tried. My skin and hair look pretty darn good and I enjoy more flexibility and endurance because of C60 Evo. I even sleep better at night. Add to that its history of dramatically extending the lives of test subjects, Ristar rats, by 90%, and you'll be hooked too.
Those rats that lived 90% longer, and those are the rats that took the C60 Evo formulation, they lived 90% longer to 62 months, and none of them had tumors.
C60 Evo is made with just two ingredients, organic olive oil and a powerful nano antioxidant, 125 times more powerful than vitamin C, called ESS60. You're going to love how you look and feel with C60 Evo. So go to the link, I'll provide it below, and use the coupon code SGTR at checkout for an additional 10% off your initial order. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. Guys, I have a very, very important broadcast for you today. I have Michael Hitchborn on the line. He's the president of the Lepanto Institute. Do you guys recall Archbishop Vigano's letter to President Donald Trump? This is from his second letter to President Trump. And let me scroll down and just read this one paragraph. A global plan called the Great Reset is underway. Its architect is a global elite that wants to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms and those of entire populations. In several nations, this plan has already been approved and financed. In others, it's still in the early stage. Behind the world's leaders, who are the accomplices and executors of this infernal project, there are unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum and Event 201, promoting their agenda. The purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship aiming at the imposition of liberticidal measures. Hidden behind tempting promises of enduring a universal income and canceling individual debt, the price of these concessions, friends, I'll tell you myself, is total serfdom and slavery. And I'm telling you what, this current Pope is in agreement with the Great Reset. I'm going to welcome our guest right now, Michael Hitchborn, and let me tell you guys a little something about this man. After 12 years of investigations, Hitchborn, the president of Lepanto Institute, has revealed vast ways that some of the leadership of the Catholic Church has strayed from biblical teachings and Catholic doctrine, and it gets far, far worse than that. Michael, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, sir, because look, all we care about is the truth. And you know what? We're not attacking the Catholic religion any more than Americans should be attacked for a puppet president sitting in the White House who I don't think was rightfully elected. So let's just be clear. There are great Catholics, but to some extent, it seems to me the Catholic Church has been hijacked. Do you think Archbishop Vigano has that right?
I think he absolutely does. What he is expressing is the deep concern that he has with what he called the deep church and also the deep state. And when we look at the two, whatever happens in the church is always mirrored in the world, because it's kind of like St. John's revelation. He saw a war in heaven. What was followed after that? A war on the earth. So there is always going to be that strife, and that strife that's going on within the church is always going to be reflected with the strife that's going on within the world. It's just the way that it is. So when he talks about what's going on in the deep church, we have to recognize that there was what appears very much to be a stolen papacy, and it was reflected by what very much looks like a stolen presidency in the United States. So there are lots of mirrors and lots of parallels all over the place. I think he got it absolutely right.
You mean Vigano got it absolutely right?
Correct? Yes.
Okay. Because here's the fundamental disconnect. Our founding fathers, through the Declaration of Independence, made it very clear that our rights are given to us by God, not by a man. And this Pope, well, he seems to be aligned with the World Economic Forum and the rule of man. And he's saying we should give away our sovereignty. We should give away our liberty to these men who will then rule us forever. So that's the fundamental disconnect. The Pope has lost all credibility, just like Joe Biden has lost all credibility, in my opinion. What say you?
He's lost all of his credibility. But the thing is, I actually wrote a newsletter on this last week where it's the mockery is the point. Look at what's happened in the Catholic Church over the last 10 years. You've had the Catholic Church fancy around with the idea that, well, maybe the church could allow contraception at some point, or maybe we should be allowing pro-abortion politicians to receive Holy Communion, or gosh, you know, we should be more welcoming to the LGBTQ community. Just recently, we had a synod on synodality, which is the most ridiculous title that you could possibly apply to a Catholic procedure within the highest reaches, the Vatican. The documents for this synod were all written in crayon font with crayon drawings all throughout. What? The church has the greatest treasury of art available to any institution, and it chose to write in crayon font. The mockery is the point here.
That is absolutely stunning. I'm going to give you screen share capabilities. If you could call up an example of that at some point during this interview, I would be grateful. That is stunning because, look, here's the thing. The Vatican libraries yield the treasure of humanity's real history, and it's all being hidden from us. I mean, I am absolutely convinced at this point that the history of mankind is largely hidden from us, Michael, and we don't need to get into the weeds on that issue unless you have something specific to say about it. But from Tartaria to the Dark Ages, I don't think we're being told the truth about much of anything at this point. And the Vatican holds the treasures. The Vatican holds the truth in the Vatican libraries.
That's exactly right. And I do have those documents now, if you want to take a look at what we've got here.
Yeah, please. That's stunning. Crayon, a crayon font. Yeah, yeah, you can't think of anything more satirical and insulting than that.
So here is the front cover for the Synod on Synodality document. This was produced by the Vatican. You can see right here, they have this ridiculous crayon drawing with this strange outline of people walking in a particular direction. This image means absolutely nothing. There is no iconographic imagery that would reflect a true meaning out of any of this picture. But looking at the font is in crayon as if it was written by a 12-year-old. Then you look throughout the course of the document, even the table of contents is written in this font with all of these different pastel colors throughout. The quotes that they give are all written in crayon font. So the ridicule that's going on of the Catholic Church from the hierarchy is the point. It's a reflection of what happened with the Passion of Our Lord. What happened from the moment that he was arrested all the way through the time that he was crucified on the cross? He was spat upon. He was mocked. He was made fun of. He was insulted. He was blasphemed. This is what's happening to the church, and it's happening from within. We've got priests that are doing ridiculous things up on the altar. They're giving blessings with guitars. They're blowing bubbles during the mass. They are absolutely ridiculing the church. This is a pure reflection of what happened during the Passion.
Well, before we go any further, I should point out that evidently one of the most prolific offenders is called the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, and you've really dug into this. And one of the things the CCHD has chosen to do is give over $100,000 in tithes to a group that literally prays to demons, has altars built to Satan, and shows the use of witchcraft. Can you tell us about that? Because that should be the line in the sand for any Christian. And by the way, where does the average Catholic stand on any of these issues?
Well, the average Catholic says, we don't pray to demons. I mean, that's kind of fundamental to everything that we believe. But this organization, you have to remember, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development was founded in 1969, and the sole purpose was to give Catholic funds to Saul Alinsky's community organizing groups. That's why it was created. So for the last 50 years, I'm just the latest in a long line of people who have sounded the alarm and said, there's a serious problem here. These groups are promoting things that go directly against the church. We shouldn't be financing our own enemies, but that's what they're doing. The latest thing that we've discovered has to do with this organization called Planting Justice. It got $120,000 from the CCHD going back to around 2018, as far as I could tell. And this organization, now, to begin with, the CCHD, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, claims that they thoroughly vet these organizations. They have a very thorough, very rigorous application process that they run these organizations through. And then they have a monitoring process where they make sure that the organization is in line with church teaching throughout the time of the grant. Well, if that's true, then they are 100% complicit with what took place in 2013 when Planting Justice, on their own Twitter platform, said they tweeted this: remembering our dead on the International Transgender Day of Remembrance. Mm-hmm. And then they had to commemorate this day, ... And they provided a link to an article that they produced on their own website. If you want, I can screen share this, but there are pictures here of the altar that they erected with pentagrams. There's a pagan idol on this altar.
Yeah, please share.
Yeah, okay, let me go ahead and do
that. And by the way, let me just say, so it's funny to me that the wordplay that happens with these organizations. So Catholic Campaign for Human Development, as they fund the trans movement, to me, it should be renamed the Catholic Campaign for Human Regression. Just like, okay, so the UN says sustainable development, but what does that actually mean?
It means
nothing for we the people, right? We need to live as serfs under UN Agenda 2030.
Yep. I did a highly detailed report on the SDGs and showed how each one of the 17 planks of the Sustainable Development Goals aligns with not only the planks of communism, but with the activities of communist parties since 1917. But with this article, Here, these are pictures that come straight from Planting Justice's website. And the guy who wrote the article, his name is Chris Hughes. He identifies as transgender, specifically genderqueer, he says. And he wrote, "Today, November 20th, 2013, happens to have been our Planting Justice staff meeting." So he's talking about this happening during a staff meeting in their staff offices. He said, "It is also the International Transgender Day of Remembrance, 2013. To commemorate this day, I asked the Planting Justice staff if I could set up an altar before our meeting. I also read the names of the dead, inviting them to sit in with our staff. Pictures of the altar to follow." Now, here's what was at the base of the altar. There's a Jinka hand symbol. So you see that here, which is, it's an Indian symbol that's used in their rituals. You've got a golden apple, which is a big proponent or a big aspect of Wicca. You have this little plaque. There's a pentagram at the plaque. There's a Guy Fawkes mask. Then you see here, they've got this altar set up. They have a pagan idol. I don't know what it is, but it's something. They have a pentagram here at the base of what looks like a little altar slab. And they have these books, All Soul, All Body, All Love, All Power, A Trans Mythology. And then they have this little booklet where they read the names of the dead, or they placed the names of the transgender dead on that altar. There's the pentagram again.
Good Lord.
And then they actually published the prayers that they recited. It says, "I list the names of the dead with a prayer to the gods preceding and a prayer to the dead afterward." And they prayed to Hermaphroditus, which is the Greek god by which we get hermaphrodism, both male and female sex organs on one person. Hur Par Krat is a demonic creation that was written about by Aleister Crowley in his book, The Book of the Law. You have Baphomet, which is the goat-headed being that is most closely associated with Satanism, actual Satanism. So they have all of these different prayers listing all the names of these demons, and they say, "Remember the names of the dead, look at the names of the dead, read the names of the dead." And it's like a litany, like you'd have a litany of the saints, only it's for demons.
My God. My God, Michael, let me do a screen share. And I want you to keep going, but I just want to make the point. And I talked about this with Nathan Reynolds, my guest, who escaped the Reynolds Illuminati family, and he's turned his light and his life to Christ. And he literally is saving souls by telling the truth. And we talked about necromancers just recently, Hillary Clinton being a necromancer. Leviticus 19:31, "Do not turn to mediums or necromancers. Do not seek them out, and so make yourselves unclean by them. I am the Lord your God." You can read the rest of the verses about contacting the dead on the screen here. And the point is that altar at best looks like a voodoo altar, and at worst, it looks like a satanic altar, Michael.
I think so too. So what I said in my report, I said, look, there is absolutely no way that this organization ever should have received a grant. And quite honestly, any organization that would engage in the worship of demons should be permanently banned from funding from the Catholic Church altogether. There's no way this should have ever happened. And if the CCHD, as it claims, vetted this organization, then they are 100% complicit in what they are doing. But that's not the only thing that we found. We found that from 2013 all the way through the present, they've been promoting this eco-queer ideology. So they're promoting transgenderism in conjunction with their agricultural movement. So they have these papers that were written. Eco-queer movement entails a loose-knit, often decentralized set of political and social activists identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, whatever. They have all sorts of other things where they were promoting transgenderism, and they have in 2021, they told people that they should be supporting the farms of queer and trans folks during Pride Month. In just recently, this was just this past March, they posted something online that shows all this, peace out loud. It's a transgender, anti-racist kind of thing. And one of the things in this meme, it says, "Building anti-racist, queer, and trans non-monogamy." So here they're actually promoting polyamory, within the trans and homosexual communities. So this is completely against church teaching. This there is nothing Catholic about this group. In fact, it's anti-Catholic. And the fact that it got these grants is just staggering.
Well, it's stunning. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised that the CCHD has ties to Saul Alinsky. What did you say? The inspiration for CCHD was essentially Saul Alinsky. I mean, the author of Rules for Radical. And there's another Hillary Clinton connection, by the way.
Yep. So also a Barack Obama connection. So Saul Alinsky was a good friend with a guy named Monsignor Jack Egan. And Jack Egan was a priest in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And the two of them were talking about how Saul Alinsky was having a hard time raising funds. And Jack said, you know what? I'll bet we could raise funds through a fundraising campaign within the church and we could support your initiatives. Saul Alinsky thought that was a great idea. So they went to the Archbishop and the Archbishop said, go ahead and try. And they raised a ton of money, gave it to Saul Alinsky. Well, the priest who was in charge at who was, I think, the vicar general of the Chicago Archdiocese of Chicago was Father Joseph Bernardin. Father Joseph Bernardin, who then became Cardinal Bernardin of the Archdiocese of Chicago, he then became the Secretary General of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and he convinced the USCCB, hey, you know, we did this collection in Chicago, we should do it on a national scale. And they did, and it was the single largest collection that they ever conducted within the Catholic Church. And they've been raising millions of dollars for Saul Alinsky's community organizing groups ever since. Now, I mentioned Barack Obama. Barack Obama was an executive director for one of the affiliates of what's called the Gamaliel Foundation. The Gamaliel Foundation is one of the CCHD's most favorite organizations to give funding to. We even found a check. A friend of mine actually found it because he was working at the Archdiocese of Chicago, found a check from the Archdiocese to Barack Obama for Saul Alinsky training. So the connections are very, very clear. And unfortunately, and as a lifelong practicing Catholic, I love my faith. I love my church. I still do. But this is abominable. And we have funded the enemies of this country. We have funded the enemies of our faith. And the reason I'm sounding the alarm on this is because it's got to stop.
Friends, pardon the brief interruption. Just a quick word about our sponsor. Just when you thought
Frank
it was
back. Alrighty, we are back. There you go. And, well, you know, everything that we just heard, I mean, I knew. We knew all of this already. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. It's not just the Roman Catholic Church, the world, the National Council of Churches. This is the great falling away. This is the great apostasy that we're living in today. Anyhow, I wanted to hit on, Kyle, what we talked about here by boxer Ryan Garcia tells the entire arena to seek Jesus Christ. And here's the important thing. Whether he won a fight or lost a fight, and he just won the gold, the World Boxing Association gold. He says, I want everybody in the arena to seek Jesus Christ. And he said he wants to give all the honor to God. Not too many athletes are doing that today, but I praise the good Lord for those that do, huh?
That's right. Most of them point to their back, you know, to their name, because that's the most important thing to them is themselves. But that story is just wonderful, Pastor.
Amen. Federal court partially halts Biden regime's abortion rules. Now, this is good here. The saga with the Trump administration's 219 rules for the Title X program. These rules mandated a strict separation between family planning services funded by Title X and any entity providing baby kills, abortions. As a result, many providers, including planned predators, the most wicked, the most evil, unclean, creeping, crawling, cancerous purveyors of death in the world, were disqualified from receiving Title X funds if they offered abortions or referrals, leading to a sharp decline in the number of the patients served under the program. In other words, you see, that was just it. They were claiming that they did other things, that abortion was just a small part of their business, mm-hmm. when abortion is their business, period. And just listen to this. under Trump's things, the amount fell from 3.9 million, and of course, to just 1.5 million. And of course, you know that that was under Trump's program. Those were all abortions, the planned predators, the most wicked, evil, ungodly, unclean, creeping, crawling, purveyor of death in the world. They've killed more human beings than any army, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
By the way, is that funding gone back up?
No, right
in this
now.
This regime?
Well, yeah. It's in the court right now, so the federal court has put a hold on him. Now,
okay.
Biden is lawless. This guy is totally lawless, okay? I mean, that's the whole point. It's like what we were talking about before. It's in your face, the things that they're doing. Criminal activity. Here's a good example of what I'm talking about. Hunter Biden's business entity, Owasco, made direct monthly payments to Joe Biden with receipts. Now, here they've got the evidence that you showed out there. House Oversight Chairman James Comer released subpoenaed bank records revealing that Joe Biden received direct monthly payments from Hunter Biden's business entity, Owasco PC. Now, Hunter Biden is currently under federal investigation for using Owasco's PC for tax evasion and other crimes. Joe Biden has repeatedly claimed that he never took a dime from China. You know, what a lie. Just unbelievable when this money coming from all these Chinese organizations right directly to Joe Biden himself was never involved with his son Hunter's overseas business dealings. Biden, in a catch-me-if-you-can moment, taunted reporters in October inquiring about his family's corruption and asked, where's the money? Well, they found it. They didn't think they could find it. And I'm holding right now in my hand copies of those transactions. Today we learned that Biden received $200,000 from his brother, a business partner of Hunter, directly into his personal bank account. This is just one case. I mean, there's case after case. But it's in your face. It's in your face, you know, just like we talked about before. Obama had gone to all of the intelligence agencies. And, again, this goes back to the Pandora Papers that we've been talking about, and Hillary Clinton, why Hillary Clinton is in your face, why Hillary Clinton literally, for now, anyhow, gets away with murder. She gets away with murder because she's got so much on. That is so corrupt. They have corrupted, and Obama did that. He went, and all the top agencies, he placed his Antichrist people in their greedy communist people. And so they're saying, well, first of all, what are you going to do? You got Chris Wray, the FBI. They're not going to investigate. They're not going to investigate themselves, are they?
No.
Okay. And then the Justice Department, they're not going to prosecute people that lie under oath because here Merrick Garland sits there lying under oath to Congress. And the military has been so corrupted. You got Austin in there. And Milley quit. He wanted to get out while the getting's good. He wanted to get out before Trump gets back in and tries him for treason. But the corruption is a mile wide and a mile deep. Here, Joe Biden is trying to push Christian groups out of foster care. Biden wants to make it to where any Christian group that's in foster care has to promote lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer ideology, okay? In other words, they have to promote sodomy. This is where, and Joe Biden is the pedophile in chief. Joe Biden is wicked to the bone, and he is the pedophile in chief. And so there you go. A leading pro-life group is bashing Joe Biden for trying to push Christian groups out of the foster care system. Life News reported yesterday, Biden wants to effectively ban all Christians from adopting children in the foster care system. Biden was essentially ban all Christians from adopting children based on their religious beliefs and opposition to LGBTQ ideology. There you go. That is what is there. That's what we have as a president. Kind of pitiful, isn't it?
It is. And foster care, we need, you know, one thing this world needs is more foster care parents, and Christian foster care parents would be the best, right? To for the short time these kids are in their home.
Oh, absolutely. Former mobster Salvatore Sammy the Bull Gravano says the Biden family's criminal activity allegations are mind-blowing. Here's what he said. He said that this is the Bull, the former mobster. He said, our mobs, the mafia, were like choir boys in comparison to the Biden crime family. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come. He's my lord, too. And I'm certainly glad of it. Alrighty. Hey, Kyle, in another likely rigged election, Venezuela Marxist leader chair referendum to invade and annex neighboring oil-rich Guyana. That's right, the communist Maduro regime in Venezuela. And by the way, guess who set them up? It was Obama. Yes, it was. Held a vote on Sunday on whether or not to invade and annex a majority of its neighboring country in Guyana. How many countries do you ever see that put the vote to the people? That's right. Here's, it says that the Maduro regime claims that over 10 million Venezuelans voted in today's referendum on annexing and disputed territory controlled by neighboring nation Guyana. This is laughable. So you get an idea, Venezuela's peak total population was about 30 million, and nearly 8 million have immigrated, mostly adults. So moreover, people in the country have seen and posted pictures and videos of the voting centers. It's deserted. Very few people want to vote. Most of them were public employees forced to do so. This should serve as a lesson for next year when the opposition tries to participate in the presidential election. Elections are rigged in Venezuela like they are here in the United States. Yeah.
I was thinking that would be like us trying to vote to invade Canada. You know, yeah. They put a vote to the American people. Are we going to invade Canada so we can take it over? So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but they know what the number's going to be even before they vote, right?
Right,
I mean,
right.
That's the way they do it. As long as the Democrats are involved, you know how it's going to come out. Moreover, people in this country have seen and posted pictures and videos of voting centers deserted. This should serve as lessons for next year when the opposition tries to participate in presidential elections. Elections are rigged in Venezuela. It's not that dead people vote or there's ballot stuffing. They just don't bother with that. They just make up the numbers. I think there's a lot more of that happening here in America, too. What do you think?
Right. Seems like it's a worldwide problem at this point.
Yeah. I mean, we're at that point. This is the great apostasy where it's in your face, where they literally are saying, what is wrong, we are adopting. You know, whatever the Word of God teaches, we're going to be in total opposition. And that's with all of these young people out there today. These, you know, you've got this little Greta Thunberg out there with the, what brought her to be an expert? Somebody says, you know, we'll put her out there. We'll let this young, this young airhead, and that's what that young woman is. She's an airhead. She doesn't think out things. You can see. She gets out, and they're taught her, you get out there, scream and cry, and we'll tell people, the fake news media will tell people that they're supposed to agree with you, and they're supposed to feel sorry for you, okay? And, you know, and that's exactly what happens with NBC, ABC, CBS, and all the fake news media, is it not?
Yes, very much so, Pastor.
And so that's where we're at today. I mean, I've got an interesting message coming up, Lord's willing, unless the Lord changes it up on me this Sunday. It's called Dull of Hearing, Void of Understanding, In Need of Repentance. And we're going to be taking a look at what has happened today. There's things in God's Word, the Bible, and yet so many so-called Christians, in other words, they have become so complacent in the things of the world, they don't really recognize that God never changes. He, just because society has become woke, there's, you know, God is not influenced by any of that. Well, he's paying attention, all right. You can bet on that. But
you know, her net worth is about $18 million. So she's obviously got financial backing to spew her rhetoric, right?
Absolutely.
And she's 20 years old. I'm looking at a picture of her, and she just looks angry. You know what I mean? She just looks angry, like she's yelling at somebody, talking into a microphone. It's crazy.
Well, so, you know, she's kind of being coached. Greta, you got to get out there. You got to make them believe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, now, InfoWars reporter Owen Schroyer is going to be released tomorrow from prison for speech crimes and wrong thinking. He was thinking wrong things, okay? InfoWars reporter and war host Owen Schroyer was sentenced to 60 days in prison back in September in a D.C. kangaroo court. It is so corrupt. Those that court is so corrupt, so very corrupt, okay? For his actions in the January 6, 2020 and before, Owen stood outside the Capitol on January 6th and warned Trump supporters not to go inside the building. Owen also frequently spoke out against the stolen 2020 election. Department of Jerks, that's the DOJ, persecutors sought prison time against Owen for his speech crimes, and of course the very corrupt D.C. judge agreed. Judge Tim Kelly sentenced Owen to 60 days in prison in September. He dared to tell the truth in that courtroom. Nobody tells the truth in that courtroom and gets away with it.
What happened to free speech?
Yeah.
That's protected by our Constitution, right?
Right, but you don't understand. You see, it's how the Constitution's interpreted.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah.
Each judge has their own way of ruling based on how they feel the Constitution reads. So.
Yeah, and it's where the pressure is coming from. Again, this is do you understand that the definition in the Bible of prostitution and whoring in Scripture in Hosea and Ezekiel and Isaiah, it refers to those that sell themselves, okay, as whores. And that's exactly what you have. You have black-robed whores out there today. It's just an amazing thing. Owen Schroyer pleaded guilty in June to a single-class misdemeanor of entering and remaining in a restricted building on grounds on January 6th. So here's what they do. They say, look, you're going to plead guilty to this charge here, or we're going to throw so many different charges at you that you're going to regret the day you were born. We'll have you put away for 20, 30 years. That's how corrupt things are already. Look, you have people like Jake, the fellow that I've had on this program several times. He's been in that dirty D.C. jail for over 1,200 days without a trial. Okay, so he was initially charged in August of 21, 8 months after remaining outside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, warning Trump supporters not to enter the Capitol along with Alex Jones. There you go. So... Oh, speaking of dirty judges, do you know, lawyers, do you know who Jack Smith is? He's the one that's been persecuting President Trump, the main, from that very completely and totally corrupted Department of Justice, and I mean completely. Now, see, that's one thing if we, you know, like you and I referred to him because of all his dirty tricks, things he's did. But he's actually even referred to, even by his own crooked lawyers, as Dirty Jack Smith. When you get to that point, that's really saying something, huh?
That's a moniker you don't want, but he sounds like it's a badge of honor for him. So,
yeah, that's what he's referred to, as Dirty Jack Smith. U.S. Representative Clay Higgins says the special counsel of Jack Smith's days are numbered. Higgins said as much during a recent appearance in Newsmax. The Chris Solicito show. Smith, of course, is the special counsel. He's a corrupt counsel who is persecuting former President Donald Trump on behalf of the regime of Obama Biden. In the capacity, Smith has brought two criminal cases against Trump, one in Washington, D.C., in which Smith has alleged that Trump allegedly interfered in the 2020 presidential election, and one in Florida, which Smith has alleged that Trump mishandled classified documents when he left the White House. Well, the corrupt court in D.C., see, you know what? It used to be this way here. It used to be, Kyle, that you were innocent until proven guilty. So when you would go into the court, and then you would get the verdict at the end of the trial.
Right. Not before.
Right. But in these cases... And these judges, that corrupt judge there in D.C., before they even got there, she was telling everybody, he's guilty, he's guilty. She was announcing he's guilty. The crook prosecutor was doing that. Now, in a Florida case, you've got an honest judge down there, and the honest judge down there say, wait a minute, you're not going to get away with that in this court here, Dirty Jack Smith. He goes on to say, during his appearance in Newsmax, Higgins specifically was responsible to the fact that Smith was a part of the investigation, filed a search warrant in order to get access to Trump's accounts and posts. There will be more on this later. So let me say regarding Jack Smith and his request for another list of American citizens under some alleged legitimate investigation effort, I consider it a badge of honor to be on another one of Jack Smith's list, Higgins said. It was at this point that Higgins said that Smith's days are numbered. So I'll just say that his days are numbered, and American patriots are not going to stand by idly, good sir, and allow our republic to dissolve, Higgins said. He added, we are prepared to fight legally and peacefully and within the parameters of the Constitution with every ounce of our might and focus. Well, they're pushing. Nate Kane had it right last night when he made the statement that they're pushing for a civil war. That's exactly what they're doing. They're pushing for a civil war. They're not going to like it when it comes, are they?
No. And do you feel like we're heading for one, Pastor?
Yeah.
I certainly do.
Yeah, unless the Lord intervenes, they're going to. And even the Democrats, remember the anti-gun people?
Yes.
The anti-gun people are buying guns in large numbers. Now,
right.
Okay. And so, and you know, one of the things is they have to protect themselves from themselves. Because you have all of these illegal aliens, and you have Antifa, all of these. So here, these Democrats that are living in big houses with a lot of property, there's no honor among thieves, is there?
No, there is not.
And so, again, they're going to have to worry about protecting themselves from themselves. The patriots, you know, we're preparing. I mean, people know that they're pushing for a war. Where are people in the middle? Where's Hillary and all of these corrupt, the bringing this stuff on, pushing for this war? Where are they going to hide? How much time do we have left?
We have just about 6.5 minutes, Pastor.
Well, you know what time that is, don't you?
Yep, time for the invitation.
Yeah, it is, because what's happening? Let me ask you this, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say, because sometimes people say, well, when you give an invitation, they say, well, you know, I don't necessarily believe that, okay? So, listen, if you don't believe that you're ever going to die, will you live forever?
No, nobody's going to live forever.
Okay.
Unless they, okay, let me, in the physical body, nobody's going to live forever. However, if we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we will live forever.
Well, that's true, but what I'm talking about is
it's physical
body.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to do that.
Okay. So if you decided, look, I'm going to step off right out this ledge on a 20-story building, and I've refused to fall. I don't believe that I'm going to fall. Will that keep you from falling?
No.
No. Okay. So, see, there are people out there who don't understand that God's Word, the Bible, is the only absolute, absolute source of absolute truth. And here's reality. The Bible says you're going to die. Okay, that's a reality. Yeah, we see people dying every day, huh?
Yes.
Boy, I've done a lot of funerals. I have done a lot of funerals in my lifetime, I can tell you. And so here, the Bible says that it's appointed that all men wants to die. And then the judgment. You're either going to end up in heaven or hell. When you die, people are eternal beings. We don't go out of existence. We just change form, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. Who knows more about what happens to you after death? God or, well, your own opinion?
I think God would win that one.
Yeah, God's going to win that one. So, folks out there, here's the long and short of this whole thing. We're living in a time, and it's a time that we see everything that God's Word, the Bible, said we would see happening. We see it happening. It's unraveling right before our very eyes. God's Word, the Bible, is 100% pure, accurate. And folks out there, a lot of times people think, well, you know, maybe one of these days I'll convert, but not tonight. But you see, what we just read here, right there, out of James chapter 4, James says, you know, you should say this or that, you know, say, if the Lord saith, because you don't know when your soul's going to be required of you. You don't know that, okay? It's not your call. You might think it is, but it's not your call. You know, we just had, every day someone is dying. Today, who was it? The movie producer just died.
Oh, yeah, the one who did the Jeffersons and all those other shows.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And Henry Kissinger just died a day or two ago. And then every single day, what is it, the former Supreme Court Justice? Everyone you know that is going to die. And when that happens, you're going to go to heaven or hell. You don't want to go to the latter. God has given you a way out. God has given you a way out. Believe me, hell is as bad as people are. I don't even want to see Joe Biden going to hell, okay? Apparently Joe does. But folks, as bad as that is, hell is horrible. And see, hell's forever. You know who said that? God. God said that. So here's what you do if you want to escape this. I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, heaven's for winners, hell's for losers. You've got your choice. Here's what you do. And I got this directly from God's Word, the Bible. Jesus said, pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins. Because he said, unless you too repent, you too will perish. So you pray to the Father, you acknowledge that he placed his Son upon the cross in your place, and so ask for forgiveness, ask of your sins, because you've got a lot of them. And once you do that, Jesus said, then call upon his name, those that call upon his name. That's where you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations at all. He said he has to be first. He's got to be before mother, father, sister, brother. He's got to be first. If you do that, you place him first. And believe me, it gets easier and easier to do. You place him first, and then he will honor. They will always honor your commitment. You will become a new creature. You got God's word on it. You've got God's word on him. And the Bible says, God who cannot lie. You become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be on your way to eternal life, folks. And so, and then you're going to be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Again, when I'm telling you all of this, I'm just the messenger. Right, Kyle?
That's right, Pastor.
And the message is coming directly from God himself. And so, folks, this is what we encourage you to do. If you haven't done that out there tonight, again, when you hear the preacher say this, the Lord is speaking to you. Mm-hmm. The Lord is speaking. He's telling you. Now, you might get another opportunity. You might get two more opportunities. You might get three more. But guess what? You might not get any more. This may be the last time. The last opportunity you get. And so you don't want to. And when you hear that too, just think about that. The Lord just told you that. All right, do it tonight. Folks, we're out of time for tonight. So as we get here every night at this time, thanks for being with me tonight, Kyle.
Thanks for having me, Pastor. I appreciate it.
We want to say good night.
Good night. Bless. God bless.
And always keep fighting the fight. All right.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.